Let's call this the curious case of Tiffin Foods. I found a listing for Tiffin online at Urban Spoon, and I went to its rather elaborate website. It had an extensive menu of Indian dishes, and according to the About Us page, it had been in business since 2012. I wondered why I hadn't heard of the restaurant before, and after some investigating, I found out exactly why. It doesn't really exist. When I first called the number listed, I was told that Tiffin was strictly a takeout and delivery operation. There was no place for diners. Then I got curious. I mapped the address of Tiffin Indian Foods, and the results showed a residential townhouse. I looked for a license with the state's Department of Business and Professional Regulation, but found none. So I called Tiffin's number again and verified with the man who answered that it was indeed a private residence. I asked what would have happened if I had sent an order that I wanted to pick up as takeout. Would I have come to this residential neighborhood to fetch it? Oh, no, he said. We contract with Raga and Saffron to do the food. But the managers at both those Indian restaurants on Sand Lake Road said they had no arrangement with Tiffin. We've all eaten in meals prepared in kitchens that wouldn't pass a visit from the health inspector. Most of us do so daily in our own homes. But commercial licensing and regular inspections for food service operations are necessary to protect the public. And skirting the fees, perhaps taxes, that are paid by legitimate businesses is unfair to everyone. According to the website, before it was deleted, the Sanskrit definition of Tiffin is knowledge. So now you know.